Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the For You at Live Podcast Show. I did another strange thing. I was talking and I thought that I was really recording the podcast, and I was telling the story about the Grand Canyon and all the things that I want to do, like my YouTube channel, traveling YouTube channel and all. I thought that I was recording and I looked up. I wasn't recording. I wasn't recording. And I have to tell you about the Grand Canyon stories and all. No. Oh boy. It's gonna be a great year. Thank you very much. Elvis has left the building. And y'all hear something? Oh, door. Oh my goodness. Wesley, tell you about my story. Grand Canyon.
Stop what you're doing and let it go. Pack up all your things when you're finally done.
That's something new.
Call me up, sweet mama. We'll run. 'Cause
to travel to all 50 states.
Living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know when.
I'm going to travel to all 50
that
states.
Time will be the last.
I'm going to travel to all 50 states, and I'm going to be doing a travel channel called the Corey Whitlock USA Travel. Corey goes to all 50 states across the USA. It's going to be called something like that. I already got the channel set up, and I'm going to be filming, and I'm going to be going to all the 50 states, and probably I won't be after three more years. I don't think I'm going to be working anymore because my leg on it, and that will be my opportunity to travel. And so I better get this saving down as much as I can. Now, I can't get SSD, Social Security Disability. But now, I'm not working no more. And I just stopped. It was 2 years later. That means 23, 24, 25. So I stopped working in 26. Let's say 2.5 years. Okay, because my leg, y'all know about my leg and the blood clot they found, you know. And my leg gets swollen sometimes when I walk on it. My right leg still gets swollen and everything. So, story short, that means that's my opportunity to start traveling and going places that I've never been before. So, that's why I say this is the year to save, and I got to get the saving down to the milligrams. This year, okay, and I gotta get that license, that permit, and that license. And once I get that, I will be good to go, you know, be pretty good, cause I'm eligible for citizens discounts and stuff like that. And I'm already on USAA insurance, thanks for my mom and dad. And I still can get discounts on my auto insurance too. So it's a good thing to be a senior citizen. You know, you get discounts just like the military get discounts. So that's really good, you know. And I'm glad that I made it to my 50s, you know. But I will be traveling to see my uncle. My uncle got a big picture of him riding the horse, and he got the old buffalo outfits on, the buffalo soldiers, soldier outfit. And that's right, the buffalo soldiers outfit, and he's on the horse riding it. And they got this at Texas, in Houston, Texas, in the black museum. So go down there. His name is Houston Whitlock. That's my uncle. And you ever see that picture? That's my uncle. He's on the horse, American flag, riding the horse. And the Buffalo Soldier was one of his favorite in the military. And he was a special force in Vietnam and stuff. That means he can kick tail. And I'm going to see that. I also want to see where JFK got shot, assassinated. And I want to see that spot and some more Texas as well. And Detroit, where the Hollywood recording studio, the Motown studio, where they all record their albums, Smokey Robinson, Temptations, and everyone, Stevie Wonder, and of course, the most famous black family in the world, the Jacksons, record their music. And of course, I will go to the lower states and probably the closer states where I can just fly to on a weekend, like Miami, North Carolina, South Carolina, and some of the south states where slavery was going. I would definitely want to go there and documentary just some of that stuff and just have some people to go with me. When I get there, they take me around, show me where the slaves at, where they slept at, some of the places they had to go. There's still stuff up there where they houses, slave houses and all, slave lands. And some of the, when the war is over, some of the slave masters said they can stay and work there, but they couldn't pay them that much. So some of the slave masters let the slaves stay on the land and let them stay there for free, you know. And he couldn't pay them that much, but they do some work, he'll pay them as much as they can. Do your history, you know. So all slave masters wasn't very mean. It's true, guys. All slave masters, I know slavery was totally, totally evil and wrong, but not all slave masters and slaves was treated bad. Some was just treated really good. I just still say slavery was wrong. No matter how good they was treated, it was wrong. Okay? But believe me, some slave masters treated their slaves, and the ones who did run away was the ones that were selfish and made it hard for the other people who was doing their job. You know, not causing trouble, not running away, you know. Down in the South, I hear you. I hear you. You want to get away from that. You're scared. You want to get away from that. That's total fine and all. But you got snakes out there. You got alligators out there. I just want to, what the heck they going to run to? You get food, everything. If you won't get, long as you do good, you never gonna get a whooping. You know? That's the way I looked at it. But slavery was wrong. Say it again. It was wrong. And I don't promote it. I'm just saying, not all slaves was treated bad. Some was punished in the stream, but some was treated punishment without food. Or not nothing to drink. That's for the little stuff they do. Now, they had children, made them have children so they could sell their children to other slave masters and sell them. And once again, I say slavery was not right. It's one of the most terrible, terrible things since 9/11 and COVID-19. And no wonder America is cursed, you know? No wonder we get these diseases and stuff. Because of what you did to black people, you know? I know the Holocaust was overseas, you know, in Germany and all that, and, you know, and what Hitler did to the Jews, that was wrong too, but here in America, and that's why I want to learn about my ancestors and how they suffer, you know, and that remind me how good that I got it, even though still living in a dangerous world where you can go to an ATM machine and a couple black people want to rob you because they don't know the history of black people about slavery. You know? I mean, sometimes I just wish the South wish the South would have won the Civil War. Maybe it wouldn't be like this. You know? Sometimes I do. And then my mind goes back to reality, like, no, I don't wish they won. No. But let's suppose they did win. Would it be the shooting in black neighborhoods? No. And we probably will be treated more better than when we was treated back, our ancestors was treated. Modern technology, just think about it, you know, and probably have more laws to protect the slaves. Just my imagination, you know, but I'm glad the South didn't win, you know, but you know, some, just look at your inner city, Chicago, Baltimore, Los Angeles, New York, just look at your inner city, half of the people go out, the gangs go out and shoot each other. Not one know how their ancestor suffer. If they did, they wouldn't go out and shoot each other. They would go out and get a real job and work their way up the ladder and make something of themselves. And half the guys who's black in jail got enough agree to make 10 times Tyler Perry. You know, we got a lot of Tyler Perry's in jail. They could have been written plays like Madea and all. We got a lot of Tyler Perry's on Spike Lee's in jail. Whole bunch of them. But they choose to turn their talent into the streets and kill and hurt and rob. Because they don't like school. School is for nerds. It's not gangster. Books are street smart. Ain't no such thing as street smart. It's knowledge smart. Wisdom smart. That's what you need. Jesus smart. I'm just trying to put some knowledge and wisdom in the kids. We need to end this. We need to end it. And I'm going to keep on saying that we need to end it. We'll get up here. And don't think police shooting has stopped. Just because we don't hear that much on the news, don't even think that the white police, bad white police, stop shooting the black people. But we just don't hear it on the news now. We heard a lot of it when Donald Trump and that Mario Gandhi, whatever his name, the mayor of New York, whatever, supposed to be American mayor, I call him Gandhi. Mayor Gandhi. Gandhi. Nigga got Gandhi. Yeah. But supposed to be, he's not my mayor of America. He ain't no mayor of America to me. And that's the case. Governor Hogan, our government, the government of Maryland, he's America government, governor, okay? As mayor, whatever his name is American mayor, that means the government that we got now, Hogan, he's American governor. Because he did a pretty good job running the state for the 8 years. I'm hoping I'm saying your name right, Mr. Governor. Mr. Hogan. I'm twisted on words, okay? So I hope you get an idea of what I'm trying to say. You know, I just don't think Murray Giuliani is America mayor. Because Governor Hogan will be the governor, America governor, if that's true. I mean, so people in the Capitol building up in Annapolis told Governor Hogan what I said. You are America government. I keep saying government. Governor. Oh, forget it. You know what I'm saying. I just don't want to get into Merrill, the mayor of, not the current mayor of New York, but Ruigon, whatever his name, start with the R. That's like Trump. No. I didn't mean what I say on the other podcast either, that he sleep with Trump. I didn't mean to say that. This is a little joke. It wasn't nothing. Okay? So I want to get that out. It was just a little joke. It's not true. I don't have no knowledge about that. I said a little joke, I think, on New Year's, that the mayor of New York, the old mayor of New York, like to sleep with Donald Trump. That's what I said, something like that. And I just don't want to get in trouble for it, nothing like that, okay? It was a joke. I won't joke. I promise I won't joke like that no more. Sometimes people take it personal. So I'm putting the cap on that right now. I don't know. I'm sure. Even though I don't like Trump, I'm pretty sure he don't go that way. I hope not, but I'm pretty sure he don't. And Rudy Garland, whatever his name is, the old mayor of New York, I'm pretty sure he don't go that way either. But that's my darts. My little jokes and stuff like that. And like I said before, people, I will be traveling. Also, I will be getting an Xbox S. Now, I can say that, Xbox S. I can say that really well. But some of these names, all my listeners know that I struggle on some of these names, like Gutterman and some, yeah. It's not got a speaking problem. It's just got to slow down and try to get the words out slowly. So, speech teacher would tell you that if you didn't know that. Just got to slow it down and just get the name out correctly. By my game channel, I will be doing episodes of my game. That means I will be doing Fallout 4. I will be doing Grand Theft Auto. I will be doing Gods of War. Manifest. And so much more in Grand Theft Auto old games. Like St. Dre. Grand Theft Auto 3. Grand Theft Auto 4. I will be doing some of those and record them, putting them up on YouTube and everything. And it will be my game channel. Now, all of that supposed to be coming this year and stuff like that. But since I got sick, all of that stuff has been moved back. And since this is the year of saving, I'm only going to concentrate on my bills first, getting new uniforms, and just save. You know? But I'm just going to treat myself, because I didn't treat myself for Christmas or my birthday. So I'm going to treat myself with a TV and Xbox S. So, treat myself for Xbox S. That's going to be my birthday present. And I'm going to give myself a big, nice Christmas present. And with a 65-inch TV. Or 60-inch TV. It's going to be good. Probably going to have to stay home for the TV. But for the Xbox, I can send it to the address that I on Amazon. And send it to one of their boxes in the stores. The Hubble boxes, where you can send your stuff to one of the location where they have a lockbox. You don't want to be sending it to your address. You can send it to the lockbox that Amazon have, and I'll probably do that. And a lot of stuff that will probably be sending there in the lockbox. But all that stuff is coming, people. And of course, more great podcasts. I will be doing the paranormal activity. Also, the Grand Canyon. I mean, you can tell why God shed his grace on us. The Grand Canyon, man. When I went to the Grand Canyon back in 2010, I went outside. They got a gift shop where you can go outside on the Grand Canyon. And the glass where you can look down inside the Grand Canyon. You can walk on that grass, and you can look down, and you can see everything. You can see everything. I mean, and then when you look at that Grand Canyon, it's just amazing. And people who've been there 50, 60, 150,000 times know what I'm talking about. It's just so big. And now, I know some pretty dead bodies down there in the Grand Canyon. Yeah, I didn't know that, did ya? Some dead bodies and stuff in the Grand Canyon. Didn't know that. And you actually can take a tour down in the Grand Canyon. You can ride the horse down there. And when you ride the horse down there, you ride on the edge. There's no bars on that route. So you got to stay close to the wall, and you will be on a horse. And when I went there, the guide person said, "I haven't lost nobody yet." I just looked at him like, what? He actually said that. He said, you can ride the horse down inside the Grand Canyon, and there's no bars in the side of that Grand Canyon. You look down, and he's told the people, "I haven't lost nobody yet." I was like, oh boy. And you can take a helicopter and fly over the Grand Canyon too. But I like to do the horse thing, horseback. They go down into the Grand Canyon, and they ride the edge, and they'll be taking a picture while I ride it. Hopefully, I will be okay. So next time I go to the Grand Canyon, I'm going to look at the hotels and everything near the Grand Canyon. And maybe the hotel is sitting right there. Because they got an old hotel. I can't think of the name of it. But it looked like an old hotel with rocks and stuff. You can go there and the Grand Canyon is right behind there, and the gift shop is right behind the hotel. Because the bus dropped us off right there and everything. And it guys, it is so beautiful. I mean, I'm definitely going to go back. And that's just one of my experiences. And all. And I just love it and everything. So that's all the stuff that I'm trying to get up. It's in development hell right now. And I'm working things out and stuff like that. And the setback has been really crazy, you know. It's just been really crazy. But good thing is, I got a lot of vocation hours back. Even though I gotta go to doctors again. And use 2 days vacation of my vacation time for the doctors. Boy. You know? But I'm up to 35 hours. This week it'll be like 40 hours. Near 49 hours, something like, not 49, about 39, 40 hours, 42 hours, something like that. I don't know. I just have to look Wednesday. But I'm going to have to use 2 of those days, the 12th and the 18th, so it's going to go back down again to like maybe 30 or 24 hours. And then I can go ahead and clam again. And those hours will go up, 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 up. And hopefully I will have enough where I can go start traveling. Now, if I don't have enough, I just do it on the weekend. Fly to, like, somewhere. Or just go to somewhere. Just to do a test thing. And everything. And on my computer, I already got a video editor. And everything. And I can just uplink it to YouTube. And my promoters, they would do their thing on YouTube to promote the thing. And if this be a YouTube channel where I travel, I'm going to put a little music, YouTube music in there, and royalty free music in there. And it's going to be a music, me walking around, looking at the camera and all that, walking around people, shaking their hands, maybe some people, and going to the coffee shops, looking around and all. I'm just going to do a test thing, like a New York, maybe go up to Boston, see where the New Edition started at, go to that area, and I always wanted to visit that area. But it's going to be a lot of fun, people. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I just can't wait. And thanks for my arm getting affected and had that big knot on it. I could have got all this stuff up ready to go by this time this year. The first of the year. The very first. But things happen, people. And I want to get it up so y'all can see my upper talent and everything. Just going to tell you a lot of things that coming and everything. And let's see. Okay, the Grand Canyon stories. Like I said, there's ghost stories in the Grand Canyon. Y'all remember the Billy the Kid boy? The man that shot a man for snoring too loud? That was Billy the Kid. Well, he was in the game. That's right. They had games back in the 1800s and stuff. He was in the game. And the game traveled all over the country. Especially the Midwest. And I'm pretty sure they rode across the Grand Canyon. You know, that's why you say strange stories in the Grand Canyon, ghost stories and stuff. Because there is paranormal activity. You know, paranormal activity, it's just like strange things, you know. The government is hot. And we'll get into it. But just give you the basis of the things. And if you ever been down inside, deeply inside the Grand Canyon, I know some of y'all probably have, and you have been down there, and you've been down there at nighttime, I think you know what I'm talking about. And some of y'all probably have those campfires in the Grand Canyon, telling stories and stuff. And some of y'all ancestors with gang, related to those gangs and stuff like that. Yeah, y'all be telling them stories, don't y'all? And I ain't gonna say white people, because there's mixed people in there, you know. And but most the general population is Caucasian, white, that do this, you know. And mostly college kids and young kids. Now, I'm not no young kid, and I just love doing that stuff, you know. I just love doing things like that. Since I was young kid, ain't no young kid now. My grandson got that spot. I just love doing that, you know. And I just hope that y'all gonna enjoy this, these YouTube channels. So just go to the game channel, YouTube channel, and strive to ring that bell, strive to the channel, and everything. And also the podcast channel too. And you want to see me do a live tape recording of the show, I'll be waiting to you and everything. Won't be live. It's just, it will be recorded, but I will be waiting back, even though you meet me. That way you'll get to see what I really look like. Old gray beard, gray hair, and just to give you an idea what you're dealing with and what you're listening to, you know. But I really, really enjoy y'all guys, and I really do, guys. So much. You know, when I do travel, I'm going to ask a lot of people that travel what it's like down there in the Grand Canyon, you know. I'm going to be asking questions and stuff. So you live in New York and out west and near the Grand Canyon. I'm Corey Whitlock from the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. And if you see me, you go to the YouTube channel and you recognize me, I will come up and autograph. If you buy a book or you have something to autograph, I will autograph your paper, a book, whatever. Okay? If you join content that I give you on the podcast and YouTube channel and stuff like that, I won't turn you down. I don't care who you are. Okay? I won't turn it. I will sign autograph, everything. Okay? Ask questions. Ask a little bit of questions and stuff. But you have to know what I look like. So go to the YouTube channel or go to Speak and you'll see a picture of me. You know, that's a real old picture of me with glasses on. Now the cartoon picture, it's just a little picture, a duplicate of me being a cartoon. But I think the YouTube channel will give you a better idea of what I look like. A little old guy, gray hair, African American, still look good, still sweet, lovable, love everyone, you know, and just like to be around everyone. If you want to wear a mask, You want to, don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to wear a mask. I trust you don't have COVID, you know. Come up, give you a high five. I don't know how you do it nowadays. Get a punch, make a fist, and get a fist, you know, or a bump or something like that, you know. But whatever, I'll sign your autograph picture or your autograph book. I'm just hoping that you go and buy those books. And I know God going to work his magic and make my book sell. And Burning Love and Ocean Sky have been up there for a while now. So the price is going to drop. So when I drop it, it's going to be 99 cents. So, and don't worry about that. Because some back in the day, that's how they made music. Their tracks was 99 cents. I don't know how much they is now. $2.99, $3.99. That's why they make albums and put singles out and hoping that you buy the album in order to get the single and other songs with it. But believe me, when they were making music back in the day, it was like 99 cents for each track. If you don't believe me, just look it up. And this is all the great thing, knowledge that I know, you know, about things and stuff like that. I just love telling things like that. I love that knowledge, you know. And it's pretty good knowledge if you didn't know enough like that. And artists and everybody was getting like 99 cents. I'm sitting here watching the Rocky marathon on AMC. I just finished watching Rocky 3, 4, and 5. So I guess I'm getting ready to watch Rocky 6. And I'm recording my podcast for y'all guys and everything. And Tuesday is coming. So I'm just waiting to get to Wednesday. And then when Thursday comes, I'm going to make sure I get my bus tickets. Get downtown and get those bus tickets. MTA mobility tickets. Get two of those, two packs of those. That's all I really need right now. Two packs. Two ticket books of tickets. And then once I get that, I'm going to pay 2 months for my phone. And then I'm going to do the most hard decision ever. I ain't going to say what I'm going to do next. Because I don't want to spoil it until Thursday get here. And then also put some money on cable and gas electric. In February, I'm just going to pay the whole gas and electric. And not going to be behind. My original plan is, if I want to get something, skip the gas and electric or the phone and put the money to that to get it. That's still my original plan. Still my original plan. Original plan. I just don't want to say what I want to do yet. You know, because just don't want to ruin it. They showing the same movie over. And trying to think, because I don't have no script right now, so I'm just thinking right now with some of the things I want to say. So it's just things coming to my mind and that. Now, how y'all remember Skynet? Scott Lab. Remember Scott Lab? The Russian space station? Now, some people say it fell to the ground. some people say it's still up there because the International Space Station is supposed to be up there. I just want to ask the question, how many of y'all think that we live in a simulator, hologram system? It's like the Matrix told us that we're living in. And outside the simulator, we already had a nuclear war. So, this say, remember Russia and America was ready to go at it? 13 minutes. Now, suppose they really, really did go at it and destroyed the Earth. And we inside a simulator right now. Just like the Matrix said. And we don't see the really outside world. And the people up in space, supposed to be up there in the International Space Station, it's not really up there. And the government control the weather. Because we in a simulator, right? Yeah. Hologram. I mean, everything we can touch, we can feel, everything is real. But somehow, we, outside this hologram, we all frozen inside some kind of frozen box. And that's the real America. So, y'all remember that event that went down and, I don't think, remember the movie 13 Days? And when, I remember the movie 13 Days, because it was a great movie. And it was about the Russia and Cuba missile crisis. And America told Cuba to take those missiles down, or we're going to take them down for you. It was 13 days before the world was going to blow up. And America's ships and Russia's ships were lining up together on each other. And once again, the president said, Cuba, you take those missiles down, or we're going to take them down for you. This is a true story. And people, you got to remember your history, or you're going to be doomed to repeat it. Okay, so that's what the internet for. I don't care how old you are. Refresh your memory. Okay, refresh your memory. Keep that wisdom operating until the day he calls you home. Because you, I don't matter. Even people in the 60s and 70s can go to jail. Okay, the devil don't like you doing good. He don't want you to know about God. He don't want you to know anything. He just want to destroy you. So you got to keep that wisdom. Okay? No matter how old you are, if you can, you can still drive in your 60s and 70s, 80s, then keep that wisdom. Just pull over. Just read one verse of the Bible. Okay, this one verse of the Bible. That's all you need. And then go on about your business. Alright, before you get up, turn the Bible. I need to find my own vice too, because I don't do it. But turn to the trap, whatever chapter you like, whatever verse you like in the Bible, just read it. You know, I got messages on my phone that my digital Bible sent me. Because my digital Bible read the Bible to me. And every morning and every night, it send me a message. And then it reads the message. And then it told me what the message mean. And then at the end of that instruction, it told me to pray. Like, dear God. So, that's what I've been doing for a while. And I loved it. I love it. So, download the Bible. If you can't read the Bible, technology will read it for you. Okay? There's no excuse not to know about the Bible no more. I don't care what Bible you read from. They got to go to your Apple store or the Google store, download that Bible. That's an important app that you should have on your phone. Okay? And you can't read it, it will read it for you. I know some words I can't read in the Bible, but it will read it for you. You know, have it on your computer, have it, and this have the original Bible too, the physical Bible. You know, so as the computer be reading to you, you'll be reading the physical Bible, same verse, everything, King James Version, or whatever Bible that you read, don't matter to me. You're still my brother, my heavenly brothers and sisters. I don't care what religion you is. Hopefully I see you in heaven, you know. So it don't matter to me. Because once I see you in heaven, we all going to hug and sing it to the good Lord. It's going to be way better than this crap that we got here on earth. I mean, way better, guys. Just, you're going to see so much, you know. And some people like, yeah, I want to go, but not yet. You just don't want to go. God give everybody a view of paradise and heaven. Just take everybody up and just give them a sneak preview. I bet you would leave all your cars and all your computers and stuff like that, and to say, I want to go now. And guaranteed, that's how amazing it's going to be. You ain't going to want to come back. Once you leave, you ain't going to want to come back here. Once he say you may come in, well, job well done, you may come in. You ain't going to want to come back to this, whatever it is, you know. Whatever we made this rock. That's all it is, a rock now. It's nothing love on it. Everybody want to hate each other. You know. We try to bring in the new year. Every new year we try to start with a new year revolution. To pray for this world. To pray for this in the cities and all. But we see the same junk every year. I bet you that time the new year started until now, it probably be like 10 or 15 or 25 shootings already here in Baltimore. Turn on your news if you haven't watched the 4, the 5, and the 6 news. Turn on your news at 11 o'clock. Watch the murder rate. Before this month is out, I bet you we'll be near close to 100. Sad to say. Really sad to say. There's no reason for it. What you gonna get out of it? There's no reason to take nobody's life. No reason. I don't care what the person did. There's no reason. You know? So you're in a dangerous situation, no matter what it is, and you feel your life in danger, that's a clue that God is talking to you. Move and move out now, and God will make sure you'll be alright. But you keep yourself there, and you know you're in danger, and there's something happen. You know, sometimes God warns us what's to come. And it'll be up to you to stay or go. You know. But it's up to you to make this city great again. You know. We can do it. We can rebuild Baltimore again. And the business come back. Or they have to make strict rules. No loitering. Meaning no standing in the business. That means nobody standing in the business 10 feet, 20 feet away. Just bring the business back and make that official. You know? Some stores already got it. You know? You can't stand near the store 20, 30 feet I mean, imagine all the stores will have it, but some stores don't. Some stores do. And, you know, that's just the way it is. But guys, once again, like I said, I'm reading to No Strip right now. I'll probably be having a podcast strip and a YouTube strip very soon. That way I can read the news, the Star Trek, latest Star Trek news, Star Wars news, and so on, and give you my own life news, what's going on with me and all. But I just think of it as I go, you know. But like I said, I gotta get my finance together so these people can do that gig on Fiverr. And I love Fiverr. I can find all the gigs I want on Fiverr. So I'll let y'all go, even though it's not a whole hour, been 50 minutes. We'll be doing a show all year. I mean, not all year, all month, all way to February. Then I'll be doing start February shows, recording them all the way into February. Then I will be starting March shows, March, and probably start April. And then I will take a little break between that. So I will do half of May and take a little break, and then start May, finish up May, and then June, and then take another break. And probably by that time, by July, it will be time for the fifth season of the Corey Whitlock Show. Wow. 5 seasons. Been at my job for 5 years. And I'm doing 5 years of the podcast. Where do time go? 5 years. That's crazy. So, ready to say goodnight, everyone. Once again, wonderful New Year's. Hope your revolution, hope all your revolution will come true, and you keep your New Year revolutions, and hopefully they good things like exercise and stuff like that, travel stuff, and so on. Just keep your New Year's revolution, and just be good to each other, okay? Stay safe. Stay good. Always love each other. Go up to that stranger, give him a hug. Help that homeless guy when you're downtown. Give him a couple dollars so he can get a nice warm coffee or something. Just a little meal until the shelter's open. Don't be stingy. Share. The more you share, God will see it. And he will bless you. Okay? So stay safe. Make 2023 the year. And spread it on throughout the decade. And the rest of the century. Okay, people? We can do it. We Americans. We live in American City. In Baltimore, we can lead the way. We can lead the way for the other countries to do good. Alright, good luck to your football teams, and see you next time. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, we love you. See you on the next episode of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Happy New Year.